You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
TalkZone.com.
Welcome to The Boomer Planners. This is the show that focuses on your legal, financial, and medical wellness as you plan for the future. Your hosts for The Boomer Planners are attorney Thomas Lee, financial consultant Howard Hafitz, and medical doctor David Abrams. Now, here they are, The Boomer Planners on TalkZone.com.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. My name is Tom Lee. I'm here with David Abrams and Howard Hafitz. And we are the Boomer Planners. We're the Boomer Planners because we're all in that same bracket. There's 76 million of us in the United States, and we're all concerned with how best to plan. I want to remind everyone that if you wish to contact us during the show, you may reach us at 888-463-6748. Or if you wish to email us, you can email at T. Lee, that's my name, Thomas Lee, T. Lee, at theboomerplanners.com. Our lawyers have told us that we have to remind you folks that the content of the show is primarily focused on information and education. Please understand that your particular situation and circumstances should be reviewed by your own particular financial, legal, and medical advisors. So we are touching on general concepts and issues that we all believe are very, very important here at the Boomer Planners. So your particular situation has to be reviewed by your specific advisors. So please keep that in mind. How you doing, gentlemen? Howard?
We're doing
David?
Good. Doing okay. We it seemed like things are coming together for you guys on the financial side of things. Things are not nearly as volatile, so I think that takes some of the stress out of what I'm seeing with the patients in my office. And we have some things that we're going to talk about preventive medicine later on, but why don't you guys start with your topics for the day?
Well, I wanted to remind everyone one of the most critical issues that we're seeing right now has to do with the mortgage problems that people are having to deal with, whether they are already in foreclosure, whether they are in default or on the verge of any of the above. I want to remind folks that there is a free service that we touched on last week, and I think it's important enough that we give this information again. The program is called Hope Now, H-O-P-E-N-O-W, Hope Now. You may reach them at 1-888-995-H-O-P-E. And that's an organization which is an alliance of counselors, servicers, investors, and other mortgage market participants, and their goal is to help you stay in your home. I strongly urge you to call if you have any questions. And once again, this is a free service, so please, please give them a call. There is another item that I've seen, I believe it was yesterday, in the New York Times was reporting that Congress is currently considering a new package of assistance, financial assistance for homeowners relative to foreclosure aid. And I believe the number, Howard, was what, $500 billion is going to be available?
I believe so. And I think the printing presses are getting revved up as we speak. Not sure where those presses are. I'd like to know that. But I think we're all questioning where this money is going to come from. But I guess first things first, deal with the highest priority issue, and that certainly is helping people stay in their homes.
Well, I think we've got a great deal of information on this show today relative to allowing mom and dad or the older person to continue to live in their home. But Howard, you and I were talking before we went on the air about some new characters that are coming on the arena.
But before you, let me just jump in here a second.
Yeah, David.
It is clear to me over my time in practice that the elder patients that I have always do better if they stay in their home. It's pretty evident to boomers that they want to hold on to their homes, and maybe the boomers' children are trying to get into their homes. But I find this a very important subject for my patients, and I'm glad you're going to talk about how to make sure that people stay in their homes, because and we spoke about this a little bit last week as well as the week before, there are assisted living facilities, and those are really very helpful. But the more you can stay at home, the better your quality of life is going to be. Sorry to interrupt, but I think this is something I wanted to emphasize.
No, I think that that is a very good point, David. I've seen it over my years in dealing with helping seniors develop plans. The comments are that the older person or persons, generally speaking, do much, much better long-term if they're allowed to stay in their homes.
Absolutely. Absolutely true.
I think that you've got situations where you pick up the older person and move them to a new facility. It really throws them off. I mean, we see really serious deterioration in the overall condition and attitude, including depression, when you pick up a person and move them to a new facility.
Well, it's the familiarity of surroundings and everything. Just you make changes, it's hard to adapt.
Now, Howard, I wanted to jump back to you. Since we're going to be talking about developing plans to allow mom and dad to stay in their homes, you were telling me that there's some suspicious characters running around out there considering everything that's going on.
Well, I completely agree. Not to steal David's cliche thunder from a show or two ago, but I'm mad as hell and not going to take it anymore. We'll come up with a new cliche. There are a lot of folks out there that are much more concerned about themselves and their own well-being as opposed to the people there are that they are supposedly trying to help. Beware of the wolves in sheep's clothing, ladies and gentlemen. Lots of concerns I have. I don't know if I turn on a TV or listen to a radio or pick up a newspaper and don't see something that I question about its validity and its integrity. First and foremost are the mortgage folks. Everyone seems to be jumping into this marketplace and jumping on the bandwagon of taking advantage of people that have mortgage issues. And needless to say, we're out here in California, we see this a lot, that people are struggling. Some have already lost homes. Others are in the middle of the process, and another large group of people that are close to it. And there are people out there that are advertising help. We're going to help eliminate your credit. Call us, and we'll take all your credit woes away in an hour and a half, and you'll never have to worry about it again. Your budgets will be reduced. Your credits will be eliminated. Your credit circumstances will be completely wiped out, and everything will be all good. Well, and not to kill another cliche, but if it looks too good to be true, it is not true. And you have to be incredibly careful. Tom, I'm sure from a legal point of view, I always wonder how these folks get on the various radio shows and TV shows and get advertising. But I guess if you're willing to spend advertising dollars, you can get anywhere you want. And there is not nearly as many checks and balances as there should be. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to be careful on where you go for advice. Please come to us first before you go anywhere. Come to us first to get enough information that gets you educated on the subject matter. And in this case, when it has to do with your home, and our whole show today is going to be about holding on to your home, staying in your home, doing everything you can financially to maintain that option, because we want you to have options in the future when they are most important.
Hey, Howard, you mentioned folks calling in and getting in touch with us to discuss their situations. I want to remind everyone you're listening to TalkZone Internet Radio. We are the Boomer Planners, and you can reach us at 888-463-6748, and you can email us at tlee@theboomerplanners.com.
Yeah, I was going to make a couple other quick comments in regard to these wolves out there. There's a couple of famous folks out there in the media world that especially unnerved me. Jim Cramer is the first name that comes to mind. This gentleman is on various networks and all over the internet about giving financial advice, and he's the yeller and screamer and the guy that is constantly telling folks what they should or shouldn't do. invariably he changes his tune and his advice sometimes from hour to hour, certainly from day to day, and absolutely from week to week. Stop, folks. Don't listen to these folks. They have no other agenda other than entertaining in some respects, and somehow, some way, benefiting from giving you advice that is generic. There is no such thing as generic advice. So stop listening to the Jim Cramers of the world and the Susie Ormans of the world that want to give everybody the same plain vanilla financial advice, which is absolutely, positively not possible. Get educated first. You have to be educated in your circumstances first and how they apply to you before you can make strong and long-term decisions.
Howard, we talk about how to stay in your home. We're going to be talking in the last segment of the show today about some tools that are available to mom and dad and the older person that would allow them to stay in their home. And so that'll be the last segment of the show. David and I were talking during the minutes before the show about some recent patients that he's had where it was really a very critical moment for the families to outsource information for a particular company. And the company we're going to be talking with briefly is a company called Live Home. David, you've had some experience with these folks.
Yes, I have, Tom. And this is what we've talked about and I've touched on in a couple shows ago, where, in fact, I have come across situations where I'll have a patient in my office who maybe is a boomer. We'll just, that's our favorite word today. But someone who has an older parent, older living perhaps in the same city or very often living in a different city, and their responsibilities are increasing and their frustrations are overwhelming at times with how to take care of this. As recently as this week, just like we were saying, that I had a woman in my office. She's 90 years old. She's living by herself. She has a daughter who lives in Idaho, a daughter lives in Oregon, and a daughter that lives here, and they all happen to be in town, and they all happen to be in my office at the same time, and not all of the daughters feel the same way about how things are to be done for mom, and there is a great disparity of how mom thinks things need to be done for mom, so that this was an opportunity for me to give out the phone number for reference to this company that we're going to discuss, a geriatric care manager. This was a topic of two shows ago, and we're going to have the opportunity to interview and discuss and hear from Bunny Dibness, who's a geriatric care manager. It is critical that you take the advice, and I completely agree with Howard about getting advice and not just hearing generic advice, but hearing specific advice for your situation. So we're going to talk to Bunny about how to deal with the problems that the elder are facing when they want to stay in their home and there's concerns about it. There's the problems of home safety. There's the problems of diet. There's the problems of physical activity. There's always a worry about whether or not medications are being taken adequately or whether or not the medications are being taken correctly. So looking forward to getting this information out to you, our listeners, because you have to get help for this. It is something which is disruptive to families. It's disruptive to the elders. It's something that can be solved, and we're looking forward to telling you how to do it.
David, thank you very much. We're going to take a break. It's time for us to let the commercial side take over for a couple minutes. But please stay tuned. We'll be back with more right after this. We'll be talking to Bunny Dibness at Live Home. Stay tuned.